Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is July the 13th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Song of Solomon, chapters 1 to 3. Delight yourself in the shade of the Almighty. We read in Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 3 like this. Like an apple tree among the trees of the wood, so is my beloved among the sons. I sat down in his shade with great delight, and his fruit was sweet to my taste. In the above passage, the Shulamite girl is speaking about her beloved in flowery terms as she compares her beloved to the apple tree among all the trees in the forest. Just like an apple tree nourishes and cherishes anyone with its juicy and delicious apples, as well as provides shade from the scorching sunlight to the weary traveler, so is her beloved to the Shulamite. She sits under his shade with great delight and feeds on him to satisfy her hunger, as his fruit is sweet to her taste. When we interpret the Song of Solomon on a spiritual level, the theme of this book is a spiritual journey of the church, that is a bride represented by the Shulamite girl, to be drawn near to Jesus Christ, who is the bridegroom represented by her beloved, in intimacy, and then to run in deep partnership with him in ministry. As the church rests under the shade of the finished work of the cross at Calvary, she is both nourished and nurtured by her beloved Jesus, who is sweet to her heart. She experiences the superior pleasures of knowing God as she feeds at his table and lives under the banner of his excellent leadership. The goal of her life is her own spiritual happiness, and that happens best when she experiences God's presence through an intimate relationship with him. We can delight ourselves in the shade of the Almighty God when we sit at the feet of Jesus, just like Mary did when Jesus visited her home. Jesus forever settled the debate about the importance of sitting at his feet by calling it the one thing needed and choosing the good way to live. Her decisions have eternal implications in being remembered by Jesus forever. Like Mary of Bethany, who sat at Jesus' feet, we must sit before Jesus and experience his refreshing shade that protects us from the scorching heat of this fallen age. The cross is the only tree that can shade from the scorching heat of our sin. We only enjoy the shade of God's word by resting in the shade of the cross of Jesus Christ. One of the greatest pleasures available to the human spirit is when we feed on his word and feel his presence. The word brings delight and is sweet to all who will continually feast on Jesus in spirit and truth. Let us experience the sweetness of God's presence by sitting under his shadow and feeding on his word. We will experience the delight and refreshing of Jesus as the apple tree by feeding on his word with the help of the Holy Spirit. As we read the words of Psalmist in Psalm 16, verse 11 like this. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. We also read in Psalms 40, verse 8 like this. The words of the psalmist. I delight to do your will, O my God, and your law is within my heart. And finally, we read in Psalms 37, verse number 4 like this. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart.